We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith right over here. He's the gunsmith. He's going to talk to you about another brand new gun out there, the Ruger RXM.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yes. And Dan, thanks for having me on again. And I don't say it enough. I really appreciate having this audience on US 103, and I appreciate it every single week. And I get great feedback all the time. If you ever have to ask me questions, feel free to send me an email. It's all on my website. Go to thegss.com. Send emails. Send questions on Facebook. Facebook page is The Gunsmith Show. And if you ever want to mail anything, you can mail it right here to the studio if you want to. 3338 East Bristol Road, Burton, Michigan. What is it, 48532?
48529.
48529. See, there are
48529.
It's only off by a few numbers.
That's true.
But it matters a lot.
It does. It won't get to the right place if you don't have them in the correct order.
49.
Correct numbers, correct order.
48529. All
right. Can't play them boxed.
Just send it to the Gunsmith Show at this address, and I'll get it. So, all right, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing, a company I'm proud to know and proud to stand behind because they stand behind their work. Tim and his crew are outstanding. They just got another beautiful job done for me, and they're busy every doggone day of the week doing roofs, I'm telling you. I was very impressed again, as always. You can call them, get on their list, and get your roof taken care of. 810-732-7740. Now, remember, they specialize in commercial roofing, but they do fit. They've been at this since 1971, so they do all roofs. But they specialize in those low and flat pitched roofs, commercial buildings, churches, schools. They get
warehouses,
it all done.
Yeah,
they get it all done. If you've got a problem, let them know about it. They can take care of it. They will advise you as to what their procedure would be, and you make the choice. No strong arming at all. They are just good folks to work with. So again, 810-732-7740. Get hold of Tim and his crew, and they'll be glad to come out and work with you. You can try them at Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. That's Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. And thank them for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. So today we're going to talk a little bit about a brand new gun from Ruger. Now, a few years back, we could say that almost every single week. Ruger would pop out new guns so often it was blowing my mind. I almost got burned out of talking about them, but they are doggone good guns. Well, this one's a very interesting gun. One of the things Ruger has had a bit of a problem with, you know, it kind of goes back to the electric car thing. We all know electric cars are more expensive. We all know that you're going to be paying an electric bill instead of a gas bill. And it's hard to find, you know, service for them. It's hard to find all kinds of things. Well, with guns, especially pistols, when I get a pistol, I always get like 8 magazines. I number the magazines, make sure they work properly, and make sure that the gun rocks. Okay. If there's a problem with the magazine, I set it aside, try to fix it, adjust it, whatever it is. But magazines are expensive. A lot of Rugers, a magazine will cost you $40. A lot of the HKs, a magazine will cost you $40 or $50. And I've made a mistake and bought guns before that the magazines are out of control price wise. Well, Ruger teamed up with, of all people, Magpul to develop a gun together built around Magpul's proprietary Glock copying mags, but it's past the point of they could legally do it. So they've done it. They've brought great mags out. They're about $16 a piece. And what did they do? They developed a whole gun around it, and Ruger has made this new gun called the RXM. And it's exciting. Basically, it's a Glock 19 clone, but it has upgrades and changes that Ruger could put into a gun made right here in America, and they've done quite a job of it. So it's got a removable fire control system. Now, one of the problems with Glocks, not necessarily a problem, but an issue, is a Glock trigger system, to get it really clean, you either got to spray gun scrubber in there and scrub it out with a toothbrush, or disassemble it. And disassembling, it's many little parts. It's not terrible. It's just something you got to do. Well, with this one, it has a removable trigger system. that you could probably throw it in a dishwasher. I don't do it in case you drop parts in there and it shorts out your dishwasher. So don't do that, but you probably could. But the thing is, this removable trigger system, and it's interchangeable. It's pretty cool. And with other Rugers, they've come out with these interchangeable trigger systems for the 1022s that you can put a 2-pound trigger in there. You can, Dan, for $70, you can buy a whole trigger system, pop it in there, and it gives you a 2-pound trigger. I love them. I got like 6 of them. And
it seems like a pretty light trigger.
It is, but I like light triggers because when you're target shooting, when you got to pull that trigger too hard, now I wouldn't recommend it for a brand new shooter, because a brand new shooter, you got to learn to acquire when to, you know, you don't pull the trigger, you squeeze it softly. You know what I mean? You just gently pull the trigger and you make it happen. You stroke it, okay? And not in a, you know, you stroke the trigger gently. If you jerk the trigger, you're going to pull yourself off target. Okay, so don't be a jerk. Stroke it. Okay? All right, now, enough of that.
This segment of the show brought to you by Billy Squire.
I was waiting for you to say the Billy Squire name. I was just waiting.
You wait for it.
So I threw the seeds out there. Finally, the seed split.
It was too obvious.
It started to grow.
There you go.
All right, so I'm excited about the fire control system.
It sounds like the trigger system.
Those type of things excite me.
Let me ask you, when you're putting a gun back together, lock you pulled apart, you
try
gotta take
not to have extra parts.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Do you ever have extra parts when you put them
we
back
won't
together?
We talk about it.
I always do.
Back when I was on pain meds, I had a lot of extra parts.
But that's generally not a good thing.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, okay. I've been off pain meds for years now.
That's good.
So I'm much better off now.
Very good.
My fixing ability is fixed. So this thing's got a 4-inch barrel. It has. It'll take Glock Gen 3 mags. So Glock Gen 3 mags, you can buy them brand new for like $21.99 right from Glock, or you can buy Magpul mags for like $16.99.
Is this another concealed
handgun? It is, and I used to carry this exact size gun.
So it's a smaller.
It's a little bigger. This is more, all right, what they did was they copied the number one Glock handgun.
The 19.
The Glock 19 is the go-to handgun for almost every detective in America.
Okay.
Okay? Police forces, a lot of the police forces, the regular cops on the street carry Glock 19, or 17s, which is a larger gun.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, Glock goes by the number is the number of patents they had.
The larger guns are better when you're pistol whipping somebody. Sorry.
I'm not going there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going there. So
I'm just trying to contribute.
That's when you need the big mag light, not mag pull, mag light, okay?
They don't. I'm just teasing. That's not.
No, it's not something we do. Not something we do. So,
they don't.
But big guns are nice, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to have a big gun.
AC/DC has a good song called Big Guns, and I like that. See, another rock and roll. No,
wasn't there something about a warm gun and something? Anyway.
I don't know. Big Guns. Big Guns, that used to be a theme.
Oh, there it is. That's right.
Big Guns used to be a theme to the show.
Oh, okay.
It's from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called, remember?
True Lies?
No. Never mind. I'll come back to it.
I'll think.
Last Action Hero.
Oh.
It's an awesome movie.
I've never seen it. You've recommended that to me before.
You need to watch that movie.
Last Action Hero.
You need to watch it like 6 times in a row. Okay. Spend a Sunday and watch it. After church, come home, watch. I'd say I'm going home to watch Last Action Hero because the gunsmith said to.
Gotcha.
So anyways, you'll be glad you did. So now the point here is they've built a good gun. I'm sure it's going to be good. Ruger doesn't put a gun like this out unchecked. So it's been in the works for a long time. I've gotten to the point. You ever get one of those nagging emails and you don't read them all the time because from the same people? Well, Ruger's almost that way with me. And it's probably me sending emails. But anyways, it's like, oh, God, what's he talking about again? So Ruger comes up with this stuff. And there's so many new guns. But this one's impressing me.
Is it at the gun stores now?
Yes, it is. What they do is they release perfectly. It's like iPhone, 27. It's in the stores, ready to go. And yesterday when they what day was it? I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday they released it. The emails just blasted all over. And now MSRP,
available now, so they're available
MSRP
now.
MSRP is $4.99, which is great.
Yeah,
that's Ruger's excellent at putting good guns out at a decent price.
Good prices, yeah.
And they've been able to keep the price down because they got the cheaper mags in it. They're not spending $40 a piece on these metal magazines. These are plastic mags with a metal liner, and they work really good. And I got several of them, the Magpul mags. I like them. And for my Glocks. But I don't have one of these yet. But now there's a sales battle going on. All the big stores, all the big box stores have them between $3.99 and $4.49. And you're getting a thing with three, I think three magazines to start it's nice to have six or eight magazines because that's your fuel tank. That's where I was getting back to the electric car thing. Imagine it as a big, big, big battery. You have a battery of magazines. And when they're all loaded, you can have, if you're careful, you can hide 150 or 200 rounds on your person, and if you need to, or have it in a to-go bag where, like, everything's hit the fan. I got to protect my family. My to-go bag has protein bars, has water bottles, and it has 10 mags for my Glock or my new Ruger RXM.
Do you have a little portable water purifier, too?
You got one of the straws that you can drink out of a stream if you have to.
Okay.
That's a life
filters
straw.
It filters as you
suck water out. You can, you put it in a cup and drink out of it. That way you're not, putting pure mud in it and filling up your straw. But straws are very handy to have.
Life straw.
And then you should, in that battle pack, you should have a tourniquet kit, a blood stopping kit, all the blood stop stuff that you can stick into a wound if you fall and cut yourself as you're,
night vision goggles.
Now, you don't have to have that, but it does help to have something to a mirror, radio. If the radios are down, what are you going to do?
Crank radio.
Now, what if there's no? If there's just nothing?
Oh, there's nothing out there.
So you might need a mirror to try to, a couple strong flashlights.
Gotcha.
A solar charger. There's a lot of things to have in your emergency pack. Toilet paper. Might not have a toilet, but you can always use paper. And you can always use a small shovel, in case you got to bury somebody.
Yep.
So maybe a big shovel. But anyways, so now that we've turned the whole mood here, this is the Gunsmith Show on US 103.
Take a break, maybe.
Is it time to take a break?
Yeah, it's time for a break.
Time for a break. Okay. it is time for a break. Listen, stock up weekend. Get out, get your supplies. Go to the gun show. Go to Williams. Go anywhere you want. But stock up this weekend. Get your gear.
Get it while you can.
Prices are starting to go up a little bit again. So we're going to watch that very carefully. I don't expect a big spike, but I expect things to change a little bit.
We're going to talk about new ammo. Yes. Which is an important part of the equation as well.
Cool new ammo. I'm excited.
When we come back right after this, it's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.